final hour of the show as we get you to baseball at the bottom of the hour. Hope you are having a good one. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. We've been talking a lot of football, and I don't know if you heard the drive this morning with Dave, Katie, and Nate, but they had former NFL quarterback on, Sean Salisbury, and he talked about a couple of interesting topics, including the quarterback situation with the 49ers.
Well, here's what you got. And you know what? And in truth, you know, a kid by Gabbert, but guys, remember, we had him run out of the league a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Matter of fact, we were talking that when he was a quarterback in Jacksonville, like, how in the world did they pick this guy? Now, I give him a lot of credit for battling. I do. For battling and for finding his way back and keeping his mouth shut and getting an opportunity and really taking advantage of it where it puts him in position to be in a chance to compete and be a starter again. I do. I always give guys credit who are not quitting on me, who are probably physically less talented than many more, and find a way to compete. I'll give them that credit. Colin Kaepernick with a quarterback with that skill set. Now, see, Colin's the type of guy, you know what you do? When you're playing on your Thanksgiving Day game with your buddies, your turkey bowl, and you say, man, let's pick sides, that's the dude you pick. Mm-hmm. He'd be the first pick of any Thanksgiving Day. He can throw, run, big, strong, fast, but then you stick him in on Sunday and you say, oh, you don't like to work on your mechanics and you're not really sure you can make the simple play, now we're in trouble. So you got that because he's way too physically gifted to be sitting on the bench, so something's wrong there. Keep an eye on Jeff Driscoll, guys. I'm telling you. You keep an eye on him before this is all over, him finding a way to sneak in when he gets a little experience and steal this job. He's a Chip Kelly type of guy. So, no, I can't remember a time when I saw this is a quarterback league. College is a quarterback league. High school has become a quarterback league. Now, you got to have other players, like the Denver Broncos showed you last year. As long as you don't turn it over, you'll be in every game. And if you're a great defense, you can win the whole thing. But for the most part, if your quarterback doesn't play well, you don't win many. And you don't – very few, trust me. So I've never seen it like this. Chip's going to have to do genius work. I didn't think Chip Kelly, the GM, was very good at all. Matter of fact, he wasn't good, period. But Chip Kelly, the coach, knows how to coach. But I'm going to tell you what, it's not the X's and O's that win your championships. It's the Jimmys and the Joes. And if you got them both, then you get the New England Patriots with Belichick and Brady. So somebody's going to have to rear their head. I think we all know the talent-wise who we'd like to do it. But I don't know how mentally tough and how mentally – he's not dumb, but I don't know how he'll work on his mechanics, meaning Kaepernick, to take this job. Keep an eye on the long term somewhere down the road with Jeff Driscoll here. Believe me on this one.
Great stuff from Sean Salisbury. And you're right. That's what I said earlier, you know, about this is a quarterback-driven league. And, you know, the teams that have the best quarterbacks win almost all the time. No question about it. And then a little bit later in the interview, he was asked about Derek Carr.
You know what? People here in Houston, you know, it's always hindsight. You know, man, draft Derek Carr. But we can't draft Derek Carr in Houston because David was here. You know, it was just an unfortunate fit. Now, when you take as many hits, Dave, as David Carr did,
yeah.
Here's what happened. And it's fine. I mean, I did a feature on him when I was at ESPN here. And I know they have great family love, and his dad was like at every practice and stuff. Sometimes you got to cut the cord a little bit, you know. And I think for David, being the first round, his first pick, I think having family around is great. But sometimes you got to let the kid do it on his own. The problem is they were on a team. Not to forget the sacks. You go back and look at the sacks when he was in Houston, the expectations. Great guy. Worked hard, but he got his ass kicked every single day. And it wasn't just the sacks, hit after hit after hit. And what eventually happens is you start stepping back when you throw the ball. You lose confidence. You start – your head's on a swivel, and not the swivel of looking at coverage. Start staring at the pass rush and saying, I know another one's coming. And I don't mean Dave's not tough. He proved that he's tough. When you take that many hits, the effect that it has on your confidence, and then he lost it. And the team wasn't very good in certain times. And it was time to move on. Derek, I think, has not had to take as many. Now, he took some, and I think he learned a lot from his brother. You know, he's mechanically sound. You can learn a lot. And just because I have three children, they're all three different. One's a little different than the other. The other one's a little different. One made him a little more, you know, a little tougher physically. One may be tougher mentally. I think Derek's got the whole package. David Carr was extremely gifted, and he got so big and strong. I think Derek's the perfect mix of a guy who took enough hits to wake his ass up, like Aikman did when he was a rookie, like Manning throwing picks as a rookie, 29, I think, just enough to say, I got to prove to the world I'm tough enough to fight through this, but not so many hits mentally, physically, and emotionally where you sit back and say, the kid's lost his confidence. And I think that that's a big part of it. There's no magical potion. The magical potion is good players, good play callers, a team that knows how to do it, and a quarterback that'll stand in there. I asked Dan Fouts one time, just tell me what leadership is. When I was playing, he said, put your foot in the ground and step and stare down the gun barrel and throw the football and take a shot to the chin. You know, 400-yard passers don't mean anything if your offensive linemen don't know that when they look back, that they got a guy who's basically, and I'm paraphrasing this part, is got the balls of a burglar. And you know what? And he does. Carr does. So he's learned quickly, and now he's got a coach that allows him to. And now we get to see the finesse and the physical part of it. The Oakland Raiders are on their way with a young superstar. That kid's going to be in more than one Pro Bowl, and I don't believe Oakland Raiders' championship rings are done being worn. I really don't.
Sean Salisbury on the drive. I don't agree with that last comment. He's not a young superstar. He's not on his way. You know, he's not a young superstar. All right. I mean, you can't say that about him. He's not. He hasn't earned that type of adulation, in my opinion. Certainly, the Raiders feel they've got their quarterback of the future and the present. But I don't know about superstar. Superstar is playing in New England. All right? Superstar is playing in Green Bay. You know, he's not to that level yet. Maybe in 2 or 3 years, but definitely not yet. And that's why I asked earlier in my show if the Raiders are overrated. I mean, are we basing the Raiders, you know, are we getting a little too excited, or at least are Raider fans getting too excited like they do every year, but at least for this year they have reason. You know, are they being overvalued a little bit? I do like the, as again, I keep on going back, I like the moves they made on defense, getting Irvin and Smith. But we'll see how they handle success. You know, I think they got the perfect coach for that. You know, Jack Del Rio's a hard-nosed guy. Jack Del Rio is, he's not going to put up with that. He's not going to put up with that complacency. You know, the thing I learned a lot about Jack Del Rio in September last year was after the Raiders got humiliated and embarrassed in week one by Cincinnati to come back and play the way they did the following week, that told me everything I needed to know about how Jack Del Rio's got a grip on this team. I mean, that was humiliation. That was embarrassing. And the Raiders responded with a huge week after that. And that, I put a lot of that on the coaching. I really do. So, I mean, I think Jack's perfect for that. I don't think these guys, he's not going to let them get too comfortable because everyone thinks that they're the up-and-coming team. I mean, they have what it takes, at least. I'm not ready to call Derek Carr a superstar yet. I'm not even ready to call him a star. I think that's getting way ahead of yourself. I mean, let's see it first. You know, there's nothing that he did last year that I can say, well, gee, this guy's a star. He's a good quarterback who has a chance to be very good. But superstar, I mean, come on now. You know, I think you can look at Amari Cooper and put that label on him and say, gee, I think he's going to be a superstar based on what I've seen. All right, I think that I could go along with, but not Derek Carr. I mean, I think we're getting carried away here. All right, if you want to call the show, 339-1140. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Again, we got baseball coming up for you at the bottom of the hour. The Giants have gone ahead of Philly 8-7. Madison Bumgarner out of the game in the sixth. Just did not have it tonight. Giants trying to hold on again over the Phillies. Start of a long road trip for San Francisco. Why don't we take the break? We'll come back. And again, one segment left. So if you want to call the show, now's the time at 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. The Grant Napier Show on Sacramento Sports Station, Sports 1140 KHDK. Final segment here on the Grant Napier Show. We get to some phone calls before baseball. And so we start with Alan. Alan, thanks for calling the show. You're on with Grant Napier.
Hey, Grant. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, just calling you. You had said a little something about, Carr not being a superstar yet, but you said Cooper is going to be that superstar. Well, I think as that tandem, I think that very well they both could be. I've heard a lot of hype about the Raiders, and, you know, I get a little nervous every time I hear the hype because I've been dealing with this for 14 years. But I hope those two together can both become superstars.
Yep. Well, I think they could be a prolific passing combination. I think you're exactly right. I just my point on Carr is not that he's not going to be a Pro Bowler someday or whatever. I just think you know we got to be a little careful here. You know, he's played in the league 2 years. He you can't put a superstar label on him just yet.
Yeah, I got you. We don't want to get a little ahead of the train, I guess.
Yep. Amen. Thank you for the call.
Hey, thank you.
All right, you take care too. Let's get to Dan on the Grant Napier Show. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, Grant?
Good, Dan.
Hey, yeah, just touching that point again about Carr being a superstar. I mean, I'm a 49er fan, and Kaepernick did great things, and we try to anoint him the next great thing. And then he takes a precipitous drop-off. And, you know, that was only his first, few games in 2012. And Carr's only had two seasons. So, you know, and just like he hasn't won anything yet, and just like Cousins. You say he's not a superstar because, you know, he hasn't been to the playoffs. If he was, he would lead a team to the playoffs. So,
yeah, basketball and football are a little different. But the one thing I want to see, you know, Derek Carr, if the team's going to be as good as we think they can be, you know, I want to see what happens when, you know, there's 2 minutes left in the game and he has the ball on his own 20, you know, down by four or down by six. You know, let's see how he handles those situations on a fairly regular basis. And then, you know, when we get to December, let's see how he handles, you know, the big games in December, you know, with the division on the line or a playoff spot on the line. You know, that's part of the maturation process.
Right.
You know, I got to see it first. I can't just anoint someone a superstar.
And I see a lot of hate towards Kaepernick, you know, right now in the past. But the fact is, you know, when it came to crunch time in playoffs, he won quite a few road games.
Yep.
In the playoffs.
That's right.
The Falcons against the Packers.
Yep.
When it came down to push comes to shove, I mean, whether he did run for a few first downs, he came into the clutch when it mattered the most. And that's where we really won out of QB. And I still think he has that in him going forward. We'll just see how it turns out.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And, you know, we won't know that about Derek Carr until, obviously, you know, the Raiders get to the playoffs. And that's why I'm not a Carson Palmer fan. You know, Carson Palmer, to me, just doesn't show that he can play the way he needs to in big games. I don't know about Derek Carr yet because he hasn't had that opportunity. I think he can based on what I've seen.
Sure.
But, I mean, you know, it's the unknown. And that's, you know, you just don't know until you know.
Right. You got to be put in a situation. And
yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Bottom line here is, you know, we can anoint and say anything we want, you know, about these players, but he makes a great point. Colin Kaepernick won a NFC championship game on the road, okay? And I believe they were down 17-0. And the 49ers came back and won that game. And, you know, again, they had the ball first and goal against Baltimore with a chance to win the Super Bowl. They didn't score, but, you know, that you know, we can't forget that happened. You know, I don't know how Derek Carr is going to do when the playoffs, assuming they make the playoffs one of these years. Seems like he has the skills necessary and, you know, everything else that you look for. There's no question about that. Very bright guy with moxie and, you know, good physical tools and the attributes that you look forward to. But, you know, I'm not ready to go with Sean Salisbury did and call him a young superstar. That's getting a little carried away. I mean, I think, you know, if you want to come back and revisit that in 2 years from now, that's fine. But there's nothing that I've seen, you know, in the first 2 years where I'm going to use the superstar next to Derek Carr's name. I think that's a little premature. Don't forget, we got Oakland A's baseball coming up for you in just a moment. The Giants and Phillies are tied at 8 in the sixth. We've got more training camp reports tomorrow, as we featured today. A couple teams in the NFC, the Vikings, who have a really good-looking team, I think. I think they're going to battle, assuming that they stay relatively healthy, with Green Bay coming down for 16 games. The Giants spend a lot of money on defense. They've got another young receiver that is opening up eyes. The rookie out of Oklahoma in Sterling Shepard. I will be hosting the Jim Rome Show on Thursday and Friday. Looking forward to that, as always, being in the jungle. Among my guests will be Dustin Pedroia of the Red Sox on Thursday. So we got a lot of great things to look forward to this week. Back with you tomorrow at 3 o'clock for another full show. We'll recap the Giants' start to the road trip. And again, we'll get you the latest in the training camp reports of both Oakland and San Francisco. Again, just let's hope that each and every day we don't hear about injuries. That's all you need. That's all you care about. Don't have any bad injuries. I mean, you think about last year and how many guys went down in training camp, not even in the games, but just on the practice field. So you cross your fingers, You know, you just hope that your team can get through the preseason relatively healthy. And if you can do that, you're ahead of the game heading into week one. And before you know it, we will be talking about week one. It's pretty amazing, isn't it, to think that football is here, training camps are underway, and we've got the Hall of Fame game coming up this weekend. And then we'll talk about zeroing in on, you know, Raiders and 49ers preseason games. I think I speak for a lot of people. Preseason football stinks. It's boring. But at least it's football. And we love that here in the United States. We're going to be a little deviated with our interest because of the Olympics. I know a lot of people like the Olympics. So we've got that to deal with this summer. And then, of course, the Giants in the pennant race. We'll see how they fare coming down the stretch. But at least it's a fun time of year because we haven't even talked about college football yet. College football is starting, obviously, before the National Football League. So think about all the great things. It's finally here. You know, once you get to Labor Day, and what are we, 4 weeks from Labor Day? It's good stuff. All right, that's going to wrap it up for today. My thanks to Paul Allen, the radio voice of the Minnesota Vikings. Also, Howard Cross, sideline reporter for the New York Giants. Look forward to being back with you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Make it a great evening, everybody. And thanks for listening to the Grant Napier Show on Sports 1140 KHTK.